In controversial experiments, now simply known as the Milgram experiments, named for the psychologist Stanley Milgram, researchers told normal people that they were to punish other volunteers for breaking various rules. And punish them they did, sometimes escalating the punishment to the point of physical abuse. Almost none of the punishers objected or asked for explanation. On the contrary, many of them seemed to relish the certainty of the moral righteousness bestowed upon them by the experiments. The problem here is that not only is certainty unattainable, but the pursuit of certainty often breeds more and worse insecurity. Many people have an unshakable certainty in their ability at their job or in the amount of salary they should be making. But that certainty makes them feel worse, not better. They see others getting promoted over them and they feel slighted. They feel unappreciated and underacknowledged. Even a behavior as simple as sneaking a peek at your boyfriend's text messages or asking a friend what people are saying about you is driven by insecurity and that aching desire to be certain. You can check your boyfriend's text messages and find nothing, but that's rarely the end of it. Then you may start wondering if he has a second phone. You can feel slighted and stepped over at work to explain why you missed out on a promotion. But then that causes you to distrust your coworkers and second-guess everything they say to you and how you think they feel about you, which in turn makes you even less likely to get promoted. You can keep pursuing that special someone you're supposed to be with, but with each rebuffed advance and each lonely night, you only begin to question more and more what you're doing wrong. And it's in these moments of insecurity, of deep despair, that we become susceptible to an insidious entitlement, believing that we deserve to cheat a little to get our way, that other people deserve to be punished, that we deserve to take what we want and sometimes violently. It's the backwards law again. The more you try to be certain about something, the more uncertain and insecure you will feel. But the converse is true as well. The more you embrace being uncertain and not knowing, the more comfortable you will feel in knowing what you don't know. Uncertainty removes our judgments of others. It preempts the unnecessary stereotyping and biases that we otherwise feel when we see somebody on TV, in the office, or on the street. Uncertainty also relieves us of our judgment of ourselves. We don't know if we're lovable or not. We don't know how attractive we are. We don't know how successful we could potentially become. The only way to achieve these things is to remain uncertain of them and be open to finding them out through experience. Uncertainty is the root of all progress and all growth.